All right, open your Bibles, please, to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. To the chief musician, set to the silent dove in distant lands, a victim of David, when the Philistines captured him in Gath. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? David, under the inspiration of the Spirit, penned this psalm in his extremity. Unjustly accused and pursued by Saul, David fled to the land of the Philistines, where he was apprehended and brought before the king for judgment. Facing certain death, David cries out, not to the king, but to the King of Kings. He cries out for mercy. In verse 1, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High." He cries out to God. And as he lifts his eyes in desperation, he sees his God and Savior through the eyes of faith. His Savior looms large, and the men who would swallow him up become small. In an instant, his heart is calmed, and he speaks boldly now from a faith that is anchored in the covenant promises of God. In verse 3, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" What can flesh do to me? Well, come to think of it, quite a lot. Verse 5, "All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life. They fight against me to oppress me, they hound me all day long." That's what flesh can do to me. But Jesus said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." Shall they escape by iniquity? Asked the psalmist. This time, it is a rhetorical question. Their judgment is sure. in anger, cast down the peoples, O God. May they fall on the rock and be broken or be crushed in their hard-hearted defiance of the King. May the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ, ride forth, conquering and to conquer. Whenever you are afraid, put your trust in the Lord. The mighty God, your Redeemer, is near. He is near to bring the victory, and He is near to extend to you His love. And so in verse 8, you number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? Indeed, they are. Every tear you shed is in His book, ordained and remembered by your Savior who loved you and gave Himself for you. If you have turned to Christ in repentance and faith, if He has made you alive and filled you with His Spirit, if you have been joined to Christ in mystical union, then the victory is yours in Christ, your Savior, who loves you. And so, verse 9, when I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise His word. In the Lord I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Apostle Paul summarizes this in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. God is for me according to His covenantally established purpose. I've been sealed by the blood of Christ, the Word of God. I will praise His Word, says the psalmist three times in this psalm. The covenant-keeping God has given us His Word, the promises of Scripture, all fulfilled in Christ, the Word made flesh. And now, finally, as he contemplates his Savior, the psalmist, freed from his fears, is driven to worship. Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Indeed, God has delivered our souls from death. He has kept our feet from falling. Let us worship Him with our whole hearts today. Amen.